CNN host Chris Cuomo is under scrutiny again for trying to help his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Documents released by New York Attorney General Letitia James show Chris Cuomo used his media contacts to dig into those who accused Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct, allegations which eventually led to the governor's resignation. And now CNN says it's conducting a thorough review of the new evidence, meaning the future of the primetime host may once again be in jeopardy. For more, we're joined by CNN's, or rather from NPR's own, David Folkenflik. David, refresh us, because these allegations really stem back to the charges against Andrew Cuomo. So what is he facing right now?
Well, he's facing accusations from, you know, half dozen women, say, of unwanted touching, of unwanted, seemingly to them, sexual advances, some physical contact, some of them seemingly sexual harassment, all of them feeling deeply uncomfortable in the presence of the chief executive of the state of New York. He, of course, was forced to resign under intense public and political pressure and is now facing in Albany County, New York, a criminal complaint that was filed. The prosecutors have questioned whether or not the way in which the charges were filed will hold up. And so they're sort of revisiting that. But nonetheless, Cuomo has some legal jeopardy there and, of course, potential civil suits as well.
OK, so that's what Andrew Cuomo is dealing with. But his brother Chris is back in the spotlight because, well, really, you could say this is the second time, because in May, it was the first time that we learned he had been an advisor to Andrew Cuomo. And CNN at that point declined to discipline him for his close ties to his brother. Chris said he wouldn't do it anymore. But now we've got these new documents from the attorney general. So what do they show? And is this even a deeper involvement that's going to become a problem for him?
Right. So two batches of documents. One was his testimony. The other showed his sort of real-time texting and emails back and forth with the governor's top aides and inner circle. You know, CNN had indicated Chris Cuomo had indicated that he had participated in conference calls, essentially, and been listening in and offered a little advice here and there. He was actively and aggressively texting the governor's top aid to be tougher. He was advising, for example, that the governor cite cancel culture as what was occurring to him from perhaps more liberal members of his own party, the Democratic Party. He was strategizing. He was going to try to seek out what other reporters might have on accusations against his governor, his brother, the governor, really taking a fairly aerobic, fairly muscular role in his defense, not simply as a brother, but as a strategist, essentially doing both research, messaging, and in some ways trying to exert discipline over the governor's top aides.
But Chris Cuomo, David, is trying to make a distinction. He's saying he was seeking information about what other accusations might be coming out of the woodwork, but that he wasn't doing oppo research to disparage his brother's accusers. Do the documents bear that out?
Well, there's one line in which he says, I think I have stuff on the woman from the wedding. There was a woman at a wedding reception who said the governor had sexually harassed her. And, you know, he may call it research or just, you know, what any reporter might do. But it certainly looks as though he's trying to get whatever information he can to cast her credibility in bad light, although he, from my reading of the documents, doesn't use that exact phrasing to present it. I've got to say, Cuomo is denied doing anything wrong. Andrew Cuomo has said, basically, I misunderstood the context of things. He denies doing some things wrong here. But I think it looks as though Cuomo's characterization back in May doesn't hold up.
Okay. Big picture here, David. I mean, we can look at Chris Cuomo's individual actions, but the network also has to take a look in the mirror, doesn't it? I mean, they've benefited for years from Chris Cuomo's access to powerful figures. He's, of course, from a powerful political family. This is the son of Mario Cuomo, after all. But now they're saying, we don't like how close you were to your brother. I mean, is this a broader challenge to its credibility as a network?
It would be a lot easier for CNN to address this publicly if they didn't sort of bathe the public in the fraternal love fest that occurred in the early weeks and months of the pandemic, presenting not just this jocular diversion as an entertainment to the public, but also Andrew Cuomo as an exemplar of great governance. It turns out that even that is under strong scrutiny. There have been reviews done of what happened at nursing homes across the state of New York in the early times of the pandemic as a result of the governor's and state policies. And I think CNN has been compromised by this. They have come to review these things, as they say now, very grudgingly. And I think that's only because these things are now public, as opposed to on their own initiative, taking the effort to make sure that they were keeping faith transparently with the public that they say they're serving as a major news organization.
All right. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thanks, David.
You bet.